Now, the steel industry says it's no bad thing if more scrap steel from the new Cash for Clunkers scheme gets sent offshore. The Climate Change Minister, James Shaw, says the aim should be to recycle all the steel from old cars. But the industry says it's doing well cleaning up and cutting emissions as things stand. Phil Pennington reports.
The government aims to trial the scrapping of 2,500 cars initially under its $500 million Cash for Clunkers scheme. Climate Change Minister James Shaw told RNZ that few details have been worked out, but that ideally the scrap would be able to be recycled onshore.
The international market for second-hand steel pays a price that our own steel mill in New Zealand can't beat. But we are looking at working with them to say, well, how do we actually get to a point in Aotearoa where actually we do recycle all of our own steel here? Because that would actually be the best outcome, not just when it comes to, you know, steel from vehicles.
But NZ Steel, which operates the country's only steel mill at Glenbrook, says the international price is not the sticking point.
NZ Steel does not purchase scrap in the merchant market because it cannot melt any more scrap than it does now with its current operating model. Scrap price is not a real constraint, it's scrap processing capacity.
The company says talks with the government about upping that capacity are at the very early concept stage, as is looking at the strategic importance of domestic steel production and options to use, say, hydrogen to power it. But the country's leading steel research body, the Heavy Engineering Research Association, or HERA, says there is really no need for domestic recycling at all, given the high overseas demand. Its chief executive, Dr. Troy Coyle, says the government would be better off putting its efforts elsewhere.
Because steel is so dramatically easily recycled and demand for it is so high that the benefits exist already if we're sending it offshore. So it doesn't really make sense from that perspective. What the government could do is focus on increasing the recovery of steel scrap.
A recent HERA study says recycling abroad already provides significant environmental benefits, equal to 800,000 tonnes of CO2 a year being cut. It says if 100% of steel could be recycled instead of just 80%, that would rise to over 1 million tonnes. The head of Phoenix Metal Recyclers is architect Hilary West-Reeve, who says it's been hard to educate the government on the benefits of exporting scrap, and that it's not like a waste industry trying to discard rubbish plastic overseas, but instead exporting a valuable resource that can be used time and time again.
We cross automotive, manufacturing, engineering, construction, import, export, your DIY consumer. So we aggregate all of that and then obviously trade those commodities overseas, container on container, thousands a year. So there's a huge engine, if you like, in behind the recycling.
Recycling is at the back end. At the front end, steel and iron is still made here. And though the industry is tiny by world standards, it's still the country's single largest industrial emitter of CO2 at 55%. So HERA has now set up a new zero-carbon steel program that offsets emissions against native forest projects in the Pacific Islands. Troy Coyle says the program, combined with recycling, completes a circular economy for steel.